Today is Friday, March 22nd. We're talking about everything from more historic flooding on the way to Facebook notifying hundreds of millions of users about a mistake. Plus, the longest living president ever, CBD, comes to CVS, and two A-list celebrities get personal. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Major flooding happening in parts of the U.S. could get worse and last through April and May. Already, floodwaters caused $1 billion worth of damage in the Midwest, mostly in parts of Iowa and Nebraska. And it's not over. AccuWeather says more lives and property could be at risk as the water levels change over the next few weeks. Now parts of the South are threatened. And government officials say flooding there in the South this spring could also be potentially historic and last through May. In fact, the New York Times reports 25 states and millions of people are at risk for serious flooding from heavy rains and melting snow this spring. Today marks 1 week since the mass shootings at two mosques in New Zealand, and people across the country observe the Muslim call to prayer to reflect together. Also, New Zealand's prime minister announced a ban on all military-style semi-automatic weapons, assault rifles, and high-capacity magazines. It was a semi-automatic gun that was used in the attack last Friday that killed 50 people. The government now plans to use a buyback program to get people to turn their weapons in and then get money in return. There's been mostly support for this change in the country. Even the opposition party there said they're good with the move, meaning Parliament is expected to pass it easily and the ban should be in place by April 11th. It's official now. President Trump signed an executive order telling colleges to make sure they guarantee free speech for all perspectives or risk losing federal funding. Trump has cited colleges who canceled events from conservative students or speakers due to boycotts or protests. But there are still some questions about exactly who will decide if free speech was restricted and if federal money should be withheld. Also, CBS News reports the president says he's working to fix student loan debt. He told two departments to start collecting data on debt from every major U.S. university. Stay tuned. As of today, Jimmy Carter is now the longest living U.S. president in history. He's 94 years and 172 days old. One day older than George H.W. Bush was when he passed last November. Carter served as the 39th president from 1978 to 1981. CBS News says some historians rank him as a below-average president, but he's been called one of the most active ex-presidents. In fact, he's the only U.S. president to get a Nobel Peace Prize for the work he's done after leaving office. He's written 30 books, traveled the world promoting human rights, and helped build more than 4,000 homes for Habitat for Humanity. All right, some other things to know today. Facebook employees apparently had access to hundreds of millions of people's passwords. Engadget reports the passwords were not properly encrypted and stored in plain text on Facebook servers. So 20,000 Facebook employees could see them. And the passwords dated back to 2012. Reuters says no one else saw those passwords except for the Facebook staff. And there's no evidence anyone misused the passwords. But still. Facebook has fixed the problem and plans to notify up to 600 million users. Ford is making some big changes in Michigan. The company plans to build a new plant for manufacturing self-driving cars. And the Wall Street Journal says Ford will also expand an already existing factory to make all-electric vehicles. This is all part of the company's $900 million investment into Michigan manufacturing. CNBC reports the new project should create up to 900 jobs over the next few years, starting in 2021. More CBD products are popping up, and now some are coming to CVS. Remember, CBD is a compound found in marijuana plants that's getting a lot of buzz, but won't actually make you buzzed. Bloomberg says CBD lotions, sprays, and creams will be available in 800 CVS stores in 8 different states, including Alabama, California, Maryland, and Tennessee. CBD has become even more popular since the Farm Bill passed back in December. It legalized hemp and CBD, at least in topical products. A popular Game of Thrones cast member is getting personal and just revealed she almost died twice. Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen, says she had two aneurysms and multiple brain surgeries. The actress is doing fine now, but she wrote about her experience in The New Yorker. She's 32 now, but she says it all started when she was just 24, right after filming the first season of Game of Thrones. The second surgery came after season 3. And the recovery was so tough, she once couldn't remember her own name and told doctors to pull the plug. Of course, they didn't, and now she says she's at 100% fully healthy. Amy Schumer says she's trying to break the stigma surrounding autism. And she says that's why she revealed on her Netflix special that her husband is on the autism spectrum. And she told Late Night with Seth Meyers that the diagnosis has been nothing but positive because they've been given the tools to make his life better. She hopes more people will take the time to get diagnosed. And that's it. You are all caught up. If you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button on your podcast app, or you can subscribe to get episodes sent straight to your email inbox at thenewsworthy.com. Either way, it helps make sure you get new episodes and stay up to date for free. Of course, I'm loving seeing all of you share episodes on social media. Please keep it coming and tell your friends and family. They have to start listening. And remember, you can always read more about any of the news stories we talked about today on thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes from the homepage and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.